morning, good afternoon, whatever time of day it is that you are listening, folks. Thank you very, very much for listening today. Today is the 3rd of August, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to yet another edition of the Bun and Cardigan Show. I'm, of course, joined by the on-again, off-again man who wears the cardigan, James Edwards III of the Athletic. James! It happened, and I gotta say, I read, also, I want to say, I don't know if there's going to be a little bit of, like, some reverb, a little bit of an echo on my voice right now. Different apartment, so the acoustics are a little bit different, more of an open space. I'm actually in a big room right now, so if there's a little bit of noise in the background, I apologize for that. But James, yep. James, it happened. And I just want to say this. I, for the first time in my life reading one of your stories, laughed. It was an audible laugh, not a nasal exhale. I laughed.
What'd I say?
In your Cade Cunningham, "Hey, we did it" story, the opening line is like, "Pistons fans, Cade Cunningham is on your basketball team." And I just thought for a little bit on the back of, I was like, maybe when he was writing that. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, thank you for that, James.
Yeah.
I don't really know where to start. I know we said that we were going to be doing a show like the Friday or Saturday after the draft. As we've talked about, I think in the last few episodes, you and I have been dealing with a lot of stuff in real life. So it was bad communication on our part for not, you know, saying anything that we weren't going to be uploading it. But hey, we're back. It was also like, well, free agency is right around the corner, so why don't we just make it one whole big extravaganza? So we obviously need to go back to draft night. Cade Cunningham is on our basketball team. It still feels just as good to say today as it did, what, 4 or 5 days ago. Walk us through what that day was like for you as somebody who actually got to be in the building.
Yeah, it was my first draft. It's not as, and I don't know if it's because of COVID, but it's not as grand as it seems on TV. Like, it's very nice and well done, but it's, I don't know, it's not as, there wasn't as many people as I thought there would be.
That's definitely a COVID thing.
Yeah, and I think that's the case. And I think it goes, it's in New York, depends on maybe where the Knicks and Nets pick, who's in the draft. Cade is a very good basketball player, but not a high profile. He wasn't, you know, Zion or not a high profile college name.
People would have gone nuts for LaMelo last year if it wasn't like a virtual draft the entire way through.
Exactly. Like that. A little more publicity behind him. He made the pick. We met him in the back, interviewed him twice, actually. Mm. Got to be around him. Nice kid, really nice kid, smart kid, down to earth. I think the fans are gonna like him. Yeah, really, really down to earth guy, and it was cool. Left right after, we talked to him just because, I mean, they didn't pick again until the second 50s, round.
Yeah,
and I didn't get the sense that if they moved up, that person was at the draft. I didn't think they were getting back in the lottery, so went back, wrote. It was an event for sure. It was something I hadn't done, and glad I got it under the belt.
Was it super fast paced? Was a lot of adrenaline moving for you?
Yeah.
Did you get to see Riley?
She was there from a distance. She wasn't when he was back doing his media stuff. He was by himself.
Oh man, that yeah. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see her at Pistons game. She's so cute. It feels so good, man. Like, to have him immediately just embrace the city, to come out with the Buffs. I'm sure, obviously, you've seen the interview that he did with, I think it was Malika Andrews, right after he got picked.
I actually didn't get a chance to see it.
You haven't seen that?
No, I haven't got a chance. I've seen the GIF.
Okay, I'll send you the video. It is, I was crying, I was laughing, I was screaming, every conceivable emotion. To have, like, a face of the city just immediately be like, let's do this thing. Like, I love Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, I've watched every single interview he's done since that night where he can finally, you know, just talk about Detroit specifically, not as like some speculative thing. He was on like Jalen and Jacoby. Obviously there was the presser that all four guys did the next day, which you guys got kind of screwed on that, by the way. The Zoom participants got a little screwed.
Well, yeah. And, we didn't get, we had to get a certain kind of COVID test to go, and we had to get it in New York. And I got the rapid test. I was supposed to get the other one, but Rod and Omari got the PCR test, but it wouldn't be in 48 hours. So,
right,
we did that through. Yeah,
and I mean, also, how many new questions did you really have?
Yeah, we saw him the night before. We were just asking just to make sure he remembered our face.
That was the one thing, is because you got to ask him the first question again, right? In the green room, not the green room, but, you know, the press backstage. Room.
Yes, I believe I did. Yep.
And it was so crazy because you were filming it and I was like watching the video and I'm like, he's looking at James right now. Like, he's going to be looking at James for a long time. Like, you better get acquainted, Cade Cunningham, because that's your guy right there. It's James Edwards III. Super surreal because it was like, for me personally, it was like worlds collide. I was like, Cade Cunningham's looking at my best friend and answering his question. Like, it was so cool. Then we move into the second round and I think all of us were just surprised. I think we were all just kind of like, wait, hold on. We're gonna make these picks. Oh, I'm sorry. We should talk about the Plumlee trade.
Yeah.
It was just a salary shed to move back like 10 spots, right?
Yeah. To get Olynyk, which,
we'll get to that. Don't get into that yet.
Yeah. Salary shed to make more cap room.
Yeah. I think because I asked you a few weeks ago, I said, give me like a percentage. You know how we do like our 60-40 thing on the show? We've been doing a lot recently. I asked you to do that about Mason Plumlee playing out his contract in Detroit, and I think you said like 70-30 he does not.
Let's go back to the 60-40 thing real quick. I got a lot of shit for that, and I wasn't entirely wrong. Obviously, they made the pick, and it was Cade, and you could say 100% sure, but I mean, Troy came out and said he didn't know who he was taking until that morning, so...
Yeah.
60-40 is pretty close. Yeah, I don't know. I think I deserve a few apologies.
Even though, excuse me, it did end up being Cade, like you said, it doesn't mean that everything that was reported beforehand wasn't true. So I think we don't have to care. Who cares if it was true or not? But, you know, it's like, hey, yeah, Troy did literally come out and be like, we didn't know. You know, and I think it was a weird line to walk with Cade sitting right next to you. Let me say this about Troy and the pressers that he did. So there was obviously the one that we just talked about where they had all four guys up there. But the one that he did immediately after they made the pick, I had never seen Troy Weaver have so much energy before. Like, he was amped.
Yeah, I watched it after. He definitely did. It was funny. He's like, I thought I was going to get an applause when everybody made the pick but me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got a chuckle out of that. I was like, Troy Weaver, he's a funny guy. it was great. The Isaiah Livers asking Koprivica to pronounce his name for everybody. I actually really appreciated that.
Yeah, Livers is going to be if he sticks, he's going to be a media darling. I've heard good things about his personality, and obviously, you got a taste of it there at that press conference. Yeah. He seems like a really good dude.
Yeah, and there was a story about Dwayne Casey was doing an interview, and his son slipped a note under the door, and he's like, please get this guy. He's a really nice man. Please get him.
Yeah, that was cute.
I'm really bummed that he's not going to be playing in Summer League. No Isaiah Livers. That sucks. That's too bad.
Yeah, I forgot about the foot thing with him until today when Dwayne talked about it. I figured Isaiah Stewart wasn't playing.
Right.
Dwayne said it sounds like he's going to be – he'll be ready for camp.
Which is at the end of the month, right?
No, that's not till end of September.
Oh, end of September. I'm sorry. Yeah, so the draft was... I mean, it's not... There's
either
no
early October, end of September.
Sure. I need to see Cade in the threads. Can they just do a photo shoot for like 10 minutes? Can they just do that, get that out of the way so we can just stop? We need... That's like the last thing that we need. Yeah. And then we'll be good.
The Summer League one won't do it for you?
It will. But, like, also just give me a new jersey. Give us a little something. You know what I'm saying? We go into the second round.
They unveil it with him. Yeah.
They have to. So, going to the second round, Isaiah Livers, that was the most obvious pick of all time. I don't think anybody was surprised by that at all. I think it was like, if we keep one second round pick, it's probably going to Isaiah Livers. And turns out
he was somebody they really liked. Yeah, I figured if they kept some second round picks, he would be one of them.
The Luka Garza thing. You want to hear a fun fact about Luka Garza and Pistons Twitter?
Sure.
You know why everybody likes Luka Garza now?
Because his dad.
Because of his dad. He just followed me the other day. Big Luka Garza guy now.
Yeah, he's all over. I saw him tagging everybody.
It's very sweet. honestly. It's very cute, and I like it a lot. So I'm like, okay, fine. I said some not nice things, but Luka Garza, I'm rooting for you, man. I hope you play. I hope you bring us a championship in the summer league, and then do something cool with the Cruz this year. The Balsa Koprivica pick, that's another one that's just a Cruz guy. No.
Yeah.
Cool.
He'll be a Cruz guy. Project. Whatever happens, they got to fill out a Cruz team. They got to fill out a roster, some players, some guys they like. They like him. Maybe something happens, because he's certainly a G League guy.
The free agency period rolls around. The first name off the board is Kelly Olynyk. And, in the process, we also did waive Dave. Sorry about that, Servitas.
But he is on the Summer League team.
Which just feels a little rude, does it not?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's not like some of those guys are playing for a roster spot, but it's like we just took your roster spot away. So it's like, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just kind of weird. And we waived Corey Joseph. And let me say this. I'm tired of my stupid idiot Twitter followers that aren't Pistons fans trying to correct me on the happenings with the team. When I was like, re-signed Corey Joseph, people like, you just waived him. And then an hour later, I was like, now who looks dumb? Now who looks
dumb? Yeah. It seemed more likely as time went on. He really liked it here. They liked him. They need a veteran point guard. He's a good locker room guy, good leader. Was really good here in Detroit. If you look at his numbers really in Detroit, good. They would have been career highs by far for a whole season. So it makes sense. They saved some salary. And, it was a hole they needed to address. And like Troy said, this offseason was me about bringing back their guys.
Yeah. He basically took half the money. That's what it was, right? I don't remember what his contract before was. I already forgot. But didn't he just sign for half the money?
A little less. Technically, but I think he's still... His old deal, he was guaranteed 2.4 no matter what, so I think they still have to pay him that. So it's like he makes 7.4 this year.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. The Olynyk thing, I think at first, most of us were like, oh no. And then the reality is, like, get past the Kevin Love thing. Get past the fact that he tries to do that to, like, 50 other NBA players. It's actually good. And it makes a lot of sense with Killian. Because I think – I'm sorry, with Cade. Killian. I mean, well, I guess more with Cade. Well, I guess you're right with both. Because I think that Cade and Olynyk can actually have a really interesting two-man dynamic. And I know that a lot of people have cited the ridiculous numbers that – Kelly Olynyk put up last year in Houston, but that's not, I said this in a YouTube video yesterday, that is not indicative of what he's going to be doing in Detroit, because Houston was actively trying to lose. So they're like, the higher volume that Kelly Olynyk gets, it's probably going to make us lose anyways. So yeah.
They didn't get any better defensively. They lost a vertical lob threat, even though Mason's not the greatest. He's better of a lob threat than Olynyk.
Triple-double
But it just adds more space. Yeah, more spacing. Less bodies at the rim when Cade and Killian attack, and they're not the most athletic guys, so it helps as they get acclimated and get adjusted to have one less flailing arm or one less body to think about.
Also, on the whole, Kelly Olynyk.
And it also cuts out those Mason Plumlee mid-range jumpers.
On the whole, Kelly Olynyk is kind of a dickhead thing. He's in Detroit now. Is that not sort of the whole thing? Is that not what we want? You know what I mean?
It fits. It fits.
If Kelly Olynyk was playing in Detroit when he ripped out somebody's shoulder, we'd be like, Detroit basketball. Like, you know what I mean? So
shouldn't have came to the jungle.
Exactly. So it's like, whatever. Aesthetically, I don't love Kelly Olynyk, though. I also don't like Gonzaga guys.
That's fine. I understand
I'm already on board with it. He makes complete sense for this team. Also, I know you know this. If you like, because people are thinking in terms of Mason Plumlee or Kelly Olynyk, do you want Isaiah Stewart to play? Do you want him to play more? Good. Kelly Olynyk is a good idea then.
Yeah, I mean, Isaiah could start. He could play alongside Kelly. Yeah, I think those two are going to those two and Jeremy are going to dominate the front court minutes.
If anything, does he not just take minutes away from Sekou?
Who?
Kelly Olynyk.
I mean, those weren't that many minutes to be had.
Well, sure. Yeah, I'm saying if there's anyone, does. Though.
Yeah, I think Sekou's going to, if he's on the roster to start the year, he's going to spend a lot of time in the G League.
And let's get to that. Why did we get Trey Lyles? He doesn't even like Detroit.
Yeah, that's a, I remembered that when they signed him. That was the first thing I thought of. And he likes him now. He likes him when you need a job.
Exactly. When they're like, hey, you want $5 million? He's like, I love Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the one that I'm not even. And then I texted you. I was like, he likes floaters too. I don't know what the percentages are on him taking them. I just remember every time I watch Trey Lyles, he'll take a floater or two. And so Dwayne Casey's going to hate him.
Yeah, he's not going to play much. I'd be surprised.
Well, that also just seemed to be like the writing on the wall for Sekou.
Definitely pointed to that a little bit. It makes you curious.
Kind of makes you think the Bagley thing's on the horizon, no?
No.
What do you think about Sekou for the Wizard trying to get off Hutch in a second? You like Sekou for that? Or Magruder? Who do you want?
Sekou might make more money than
You know Hutch. What's funny is when I was thinking about that in my head, I was like, Sekou probably makes more.
I think they were both the 15th pick or something.
Mm, you're right. What about Magruder?
He makes more.
No way. I don't remember anything
Magruder
about...
Magruder makes $5 million.
I thought it was less than that. Okay, you're right. Fine. We can't get Hutch. Fine. Anyways, I
wouldn't.
Well, because the other thing that makes me mad is that people are acting like Troy Weaver's not doing anything, and then it's all because just because we were linked to a lot of interesting names didn't mean that we were going to do anything about them. That's just Troy Weaver doing his job. So when Detroit comes out, and we
or people throwing names, agents throwing names out to generate interest in the player,
right?
The DeRozan stuff, people were grabbing onto that. That was never going to happen.
Do you want to talk about it? You know what I'm talking about.
What?
You got.
Oh, I did get got with that, yeah.
Matthew texted me, and he was like, James, no. And I was laughing so hard.
Shams actually texted me. He's like, fake account, bro.
Did he really?
Yeah, you did. I saw somebody else quote tweet it that I work with. So it got me.
Because I had gotten got the other day too. It was on like a Hoop Central, you know, like it was a fake Hoop Central account, and it was saying the Rockets were going to give Andre 3 for 70.
How'd that turn out?
And I was just, because I was in the middle, I don't remember what I was doing. I think I was literally walking when it happened. So I like wasn't paying attention. I just saw the tweet and I sent it out and immediately realized. And I was like, no, I look like an idiot. And I was like, good for that person. I don't get got, but I got. And I was like,
everybody gets got.
Everybody gets got at some point. That's what season it is. It's getting got season.
It's get got season.
But what I was going to say was it's like, so now all we have to do is wait for the Hamidou thing, see what's going on with Frank Jackson. Anything you can give us on the timetable for that? They're not really in a rush. I mean,
no, they wait to see if teams, I think, go over or what teams run out of cap to sign them, and they just wait for those guys to sign those deals.
But why wait them out if you can just pay them right now? Why wait them out?
Because they might wait to see if somebody comes in with a bigger deal. It's on them to sign it. The players.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Detroit. I'm sorry.
No, they offered it. It's on the players to sign it. So the players might as well wait out and see if maybe they get more money or a better situation or something.
Gotcha. But that's him and Frank. We can just pencil them in, no?
Hami's interesting. It's teams with cap space are dwindling.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, but Frank, I think Frank and Saban are for sure back.
Is Cade Cunningham the best quote on this? God, I can't believe I'm saying that. It's not even, it's real. Like, I'm actually asking this question. Is he the best quote on the team? He says the right things, man.
But it's not like, it's not, there are a lot of guys who speak well, but they're not like, like the super duper great quotes.
Okay, it's like Troy's a great quote. I don't want to listen to him though. Like if I listen to a presser, it's like boring. But if I just read what you say, and I've said this before, but Cade, I want to listen to him talk. Excuse me, because
I get that. Yeah, he's the best. He's a little more
charismatic,
off the cuff, I would say that. Yeah,
man, he looked good on draft night. Oh,
he did.
Oh, no, you probably look good, too. I did not see your fit. I don't have people in New York, so
I probably did not.
I didn't. you like Jalen Green's suit, the sparkles?
Yeah, he was swagging.
Mm. Somebody else, Suggs that had the same suit? I don't remember who it was. Someone had the same suit as him, though.
I don't remember seeing the same suit, but Jalen Green did the thing.
You want to talk about a draft pick that you hated Or did you hate any of them?
To be honest, I was so...
You were busy.
After the pick, yeah. Like, I didn't even sit back down until, like, pick 12.
Primo to the Spurs was a...
That was pick 12, right?
Are we there yet? Can we talk about how the Spurs don't know what they're doing anymore?
I don't know much about Primo. I know he's a very much a project, but yeah, maybe they lost it, or maybe they know something we don't know.
They haven't known something that we don't know in a few years.
I don't know, man. DeJounte Murray's good.
They didn't know about Spurs. They didn't know about Kawhi's knee. They didn't know what was going on there. They lied to him.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole different situation.
That's
yeah.
a lot of tinfoil stuff that you got to do. You don't know what's real and what's not there. Let me tell you about one that I the first gasp of the draft, because what did we say? I think we said that the draft started at 4 at Toronto, and that was the first wrench in the spokes with Scotty over Barnes. Suggs, who, by the way, happy for Raptors fans because Scotty Barnes loves Toronto. He still hasn't taken off the draft hat.
Isn't it funny how every player drafted by a team loves that team and that city?
Weird. Yeah, it is weird. Giddy to Oklahoma City was, I think, the most like...
That was a shock.
Oh, I loved that. Loved that.
Very, very OKC pick.
Because, exactly. Because Presti looks so good if it works out. And if it doesn't, he still has a million other picks and a million other good players. So it's like, who cares? Yeah. Who did Orlando... Oh, Orlando took Suggs. That's right. Good for Orlando because they got Suggs and...
Cole Anthony?
No. Who else did they draft with 8? Who did they draft with 8?
Oh.
I'm totally blanking. This is making me so... I was going to say Book Knight. No, he went to Charlotte. Talk about Book Knight falling. That was weird.
Yeah.
They got someone who can actually play. This is going to make me really, really mad. But anyways...
who'd they get?
Look it up while I'm talking, because this is going to piss me off. I'm just proud of Orlando for finally drafting guys that can actually play today. And we're not really talking about, well, as long as... They add this thing to their game, or they work on the Jonathan Isaac. Yeah, he can play really good defense, but once he actually figures out how to shoot the ball, you know what I mean? Like, it always
Franz
feels like...
Wagner,
that's what it was. Yeah. You get two guys who can play now, and that just feels like it's been the opposite of what Orlando's done for however many years in the draft. So I was actually proud of them. I don't like Kuminga in Golden State. That feels like the wrong fit. I like Kuminga, but not in Golden State. Because if you're like, here's what my thing, because they got Kuminga and Moody. Their 7-14 was Kuminga and Moses Moody. Or if you ask Kendrick Perkins, it was like Moses Moody. I don't know if you saw that clip. He had a stroke on the air. Why did they put Kendrick Perkins on draft coverage?
I don't know. It's a great question. Good thing I didn't have to watch the coverage.
I was watching whatever, was it the ABC one that didn't have him on it? It was like Kevin Nagandi and... I don't even remember who else was on it. But for me, Golden State picking at 7-14 and not trading those picks felt to me like they had called someone and said, who do you want us to take with these picks?
Yeah, it was always up in the air because obviously they want to win now. But they also need to have an eye on the future. They need to get some, like, their supporting cast isn't great. They don't have in-house talent. So maybe you just hope everybody comes back healthy and the band can string one together again.
You see the uniforms they unveiled today?
I did not.
Oh my gosh. Literally, oh man. It makes me real excited for what Detroit's going to do, because they're putting the it's not just the Nike swoosh, it's like the skateboard, or like the retro one where it says Nike with the swoosh under it too.
Oh, okay.
That's on the uniform. Check it out. Oh my gosh, dude. It's freaking nuts. All right, we had some technical difficulties. We are back. Josh Christopher going to Houston was really, really fun for me. I like that because him and Jalen Green have some history, and he can just chill as a tertiary guy, and he can just be an off-ball dude, kill bodies in transition. That's going to be awesome. And you know who went right after him to New York?
Who? I forget.
Quentin Grimes.
Quentin Grimes. That was Knicks row.
How about, can he be a Motown No All-Star? Because he plays for the Knicks now. That's tough. I don't know.
Seems like a prime candidate.
I do have to, now that free agency's open, I forgot, I do have to kind of start throwing together a comprehensive list for this upcoming season. I think Cade's on the team. I think Cade will be my, like, De'Aaron Fox replacement. Can I do that? Or is he too big?
One piston.
I can do one. Well, no, but I have to do Isaiah because he's the Motown Noah best friend of the year. You know what I mean?
All right, yeah. No, save Cade for next year then.
That's tough. Well, he's going to be MVP this year. I can't do an MVP on my team.
You get one.
I have one MVP.
Yeah.
Craziest fall of the draft. We talked about Book Night. Jared Butler, 40 to Utah.
Yeah, I bet you those. It's those medicals, man.
It's the medicals. It's the heart issue.
It has to be. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting. You want to talk about another? I'll get to the Jared Butler thing in a second. Davion Mitchell to the Kings. What?
It's a very Kings pick.
Oh, you know how hard it was for them to mess that up?
It's the Kings. It's not very
hard. Oh, my. But I thought Monty McNair was different. I really thought he was different. Nah. And I'm just like, what do you know? What do you know? Who's getting traded? You know what I mean? Because, like, if it's Buddy, which... How dumb do you think that trade was, by the way? The Lakers trade? The Russ thing?
I mean, I get it. I mean, you got to go for it. I mean, no. It's not like Kuzma and KCP are...
No, I mean, but the Buddy trade was so much better because you had assets left over.
It made sense, yeah, on paper. But I get going for Russ.
Oh.
I don't... It's going to probably backfire, whether injury or spacing or him and LeBron butting heads happen.
Westbrook is a durable dude. He doesn't really get hurt.
Yeah, of course. He's never been hurt.
Why? The dude had a dent in the side of his head and was playing basketball games.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Okay, you're not... It sounds like there's, like, some sarcasm
No,
in your
he's
voice.
Always...
Okay.
What are you talking about? He's always okay. hurt.
No, he's not.
Russ is hurt often.
Maybe. Nah, that's not true.
Dude. Yes, he is.
So Davion Mitchell to the Kings was just objectively hilarious to me. But the Jared Butler thing, I'm just like, okay, so the reason he was so good, not the reason he was so good, but he thrived with a dynamic guard at Baylor with Davion Mitchell. So I'm like, okay, so Donovan Mitchell is going to be a pretty good fit for him then. And if he actually does get minutes in year one, which I don't really know if that's going to happen, I feel like Donovan Mitchell has done a really good job of making guards around him better. Jordan Clarkson, Royce O'Neal. Don't really know that we're going to classify Joe Ingles as a guard, but a wing. So I'm really excited for Jared Butler. That's really good. I like that a lot. A lot,
yeah,
a lot,
I like
a lot.
That, and I hope the health stuff is okay. And he gets to play and show what he can do, because I think he's a really good player, and I'm excited for his future. I really like him.
A lot of people were mad that Woj screwed up the Keon Johnson pick, and Pistons fans for a few minutes thought that we were getting Keon Johnson.
Yeah, that was interesting. He slipped up on that one. I don't know. I'm curious. I wonder if that was a Freudian slip, or if the Pistons were in the...
It was because of the pick that was traded in that deal. One of the picks was Detroit's. So he must have just, like, got... Someone must have mixed up the wording or something like that. He corrected it in a later tweet, and it actually made sense. But that was annoying. And then the pick that we traded to Charlotte ended up being JT Thor. And a lot of people were mad about that. I don't get it, though. The whole JT Thor train that had been leaving
people
the station.
People like upside. People like uniqueness. They want the Swiss Army knife that can maybe do it all, maybe not. They want to find out. They want to know what's in the mystery box.
Yeah, and maybe I would have rather have had that. It's been, I don't know, it's been a weird offseason for Troy with some of the names he's brought in. But the reality is that he got us Cade, so can't really say.
Yeah, I mean, it's very clear that they're taking it slow, which they should do. They're not.
I want to do it now. I want to do it now.
You do it,
man.
But for you to do it now, you're going to have to get rid of guys you love. You got to so find out who can play. Find out who's here for the long haul and go for it and figure it out, because Chicago's getting better.
This might age poorly, but just as of this recording, the whole he might be a sign and trade candidate for the Bull. Or sorry, DeRozan might
DeRozan,
be a sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's been the biggest, oh my gosh, what signing for you in free agency so far? Caruso's up there.
For me, no.
Andre?
Yeah, that was, I mean, I felt like that was inevitable.
To Philly?
No, just the deal, like vet
minimum. Oh, sure. No, I just mean to Philly specifically is what was hilarious.
The Lonzo to Chicago was cool.
Yeah, but that we kind of, for the last few weeks, that had been building up a lot of
steam. But like thinking about it, I kind of like him and LaVine together.
Patrick Williams, Vucevic. It's a scary team. Yeah.
I wouldn't say scary, but they can win some regular season games.
I gotta be honest, dude. This is not a Devonte Graham podcast, so it won't be a surprise, but the Pels, man.
Yeah, they're struggling.
I actually like that fit, but for the sake of Zion and like you just got a worse shooter.
That's guy who shoots under 40% on twos. Yeah, they're they're trying to figure it out over there. They got a it's not looking too promising.
Does David Griffin not want a job that bad anymore? Is that what's going on? Is he like, I'm just tired of running NBA teams? And so he's just trying to make as many bad moves as possible? Because he's doing a really good job. Got Satoransky.
He's got the deal.
I don't know, man. Blake got another... Ooh. PJ Tucker thing hurt a lot. That sucked.
Yeah, that was shocking.
They didn't even offer him a deal.
He wasn't good in the playoffs.
What?
Wasn't hitting his shots.
That's not what he was there for.
He came in as one of the best corner three shooters in the league. He didn't hit any.
Yeah, I agree with that. But game four, single-handedly. I mean,
yes, he had moments. Yes, he had moments defensively. He did fine. But
yeah,
I think you can find a better upgrade and even probably a younger one.
Bobby Portis left millions on the table. That's love.
You gotta go to who feeds you, who loves you.
Where did James Johnson go? Oh, Brooklyn. Cool. Brooklyn. They have a guy. They have a black belt now.
Yeah.
That's it.
your boy Jeff Green, Denver.
That's a great deal. Shout out to Papa Edwards. You should be really excited about that, Pops. Because
he's gonna eat Aaron Gordon's minutes.
I'm so happy that Jeff Green finally got more than like $2 million. Also, Derrick Rose getting 43. Finally, Derrick Rose getting some money again.
Getting that paycheck, baby. He's good.
It's about time. Yeah.
What's his son's name? PJ?
PJ.
You're going to see PJ in some crazy fits. Crazy on the IG.
It bothers me that we have to talk about how the Heat are kind of good again. Bothers me that we have to talk about how the Knicks are kind of awesome. Well, they're heading that way. They're not making stupid decisions.
That was a lot of money for Evan Fournier.
Yeah, that one's weird. I don't get that, but it's better than what alternatives they had, especially because you're going to be running most of your offense through Julius Randle anyway, so it's like how good of a point guard did you really need to get?
I mean, it's just another creator, I guess. I don't know if the Knicks got any that much better. The teams in the East definitely got better. Detroit is smart to play back a year and wait for free agency.
We're screwed in the Central Division, dude.
Why?
We're so screwed. What do you mean, why? Because the Bulls just got demonstrably better. The Cavs are going to be just as good as us in a few years. Freaking the Pacers. Well, I don't understand what's going on with the Pacers. I don't understand the vision at all.
Have the Pacers done anything? I can't think of a Pacers
They brought back McConnell, and then they lost McDermott to San Antonio.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. You sat there and said you're worried about the Central, and then the Bulls are the only one that scares you.
Well, the Cavs will.
And you called Cade MVP.
Yeah. Doesn't mean it's not going to be an uber-competitive division. Got to play these guys four times a year. Got to win the division. Listen, if Zach Collins can get $22 million, Bobby Portis could have gotten $40 million. Do people understand how insane that is, that he stayed? That's ridiculous. He told Miami no.
You gotta get to where people love you, man. It's not all. He's made some good money.
Thoughts on Duncan Robinson's contract? What the hell was Woj doing plugging Duncan Robinson's podcast? How much did he get for that?
That's how you get the scoop. That's how you get it.
It was like I was fully expecting hashtag ad at the end of that tweet. That was so funny. You think so? Here's the thing about the Duncan Robinson thing, and we'll sign off in just a minute. But I just feel like when a shooter gets paid that much money, A, it's because shooting comes at a premium. It's expensive now. Two, when the market is as kind of bleh as it is this year, it becomes oversaturated because teams are forced to outbid each other for tertiary guys. Do you get what I'm saying? Maybe I'm wording this a little bit weird. So, like,
I think shooting's at a premium, and yeah, part of that. Yeah.
So, because of that, I'm just like, yeah, that's what Duncan Robinson got paid. Now, the Jimmy Butler extension.
Okay. You paid 36-year-old $50 million? Okay.
Chris and Paul, I get it. Like a word. Paul's laughing.
Listen, the Chris Paul thing, I don't remember who said it. The contract that he just signed is the one that people thought the last one was.
We said that before.
What I'm saying is, like, first of all, the Heat didn't have a choice. Their hands were tied. What else were they going to do? Of course they had to sign Jimmy to that money. That doesn't mean that it's not hilarious. The second thing is, even you also have Lowry on the... It was officially 3-for-90, right?
I can't remember. I think so.
So, sure, maybe they'll have some guys, you know, well into their 30s tied up with a bunch of money, but it's like the way that performance centers and medicine is advanced, guys are able to preserve their bodies for a lot longer. Chris Paul's a great example. LeBron is a great example. So when you play as physically as those guys do, like Kyle Lowry and Jimmy Butler, they might age gracefully, and they might be fine, but it's still hilarious. Also, I'm really scared for Kyle Lowry and Bam Adebayo. I'm really scared for that.
That's going to be fun. I like Miami. I like what they did. I think they're coming for next.
Which really bums me out. I was really enjoying when they were bad last year. Really enjoyed that.
Maybe, you never know. Some older guys, maybe injuries, but I think they're coming for next.
Your boy, he's one of Luka's toys now. Reggie Bullock.
That was a good signing. I was going to say that earlier. I like that one.
You know how many open looks he's going to get?
He's going to get a lot, and he's going to make a lot.
Yeah. Campaign back for like $6 million. Mike Conley signed a great deal with Utah. Does anybody hate Mike Conley? I think we all just like him.
Everybody likes Mike, yeah.
Yeah, really nice
like
dude.
Like Mike.
As of this recording, Melo went to the Lakers. Malik Monk went to the Lakers. We talk about how this isn't a Devonta Graham podcast. I don't think this is a Malik Monk podcast, but that's...
Nah, but I like that. Risk, high reward. Nah, yeah. I wouldn't say high reward. Low risk, medium reward, yeah.
Yeah, nothing to lose there.
Yeah, I like that.
The Melo thing is funny because LeBron for years was like, nah, Melo needs to be back in the league. And it was like, you have cap space in a roster spot. And he's like,
not here.
And now Melo shows for like 2 years that he's still good. And now he plays for the Lakers. He'll probably be bad again.
Yeah, Lakers could be in some trouble. It'll be fun to watch.
I was saying, and I don't even mean this because it's rhetorical, but I was like, are they going to even win 50 games? Of course they are. But it's like, I think this is going to be bad.
It could be. It really could be. I'm interested to find out.
Final prediction for DeMar DeRozan.
Chicago.
I'm going to be Bulls. Irate. I'm going to be irate if that happens.
You're not going to go to the United Center?
No. No, because I don't want the Bulls to be terrible. Because here's the thing. People are like, you're a Pistons fan. You shouldn't root for the Bulls. I was not around. I do not care. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I've talked about this before. I will always hate the Pittsburgh Penguins because I was alive for those Stanley Cups. And I remember that. So I hate the Penguins with everything in my heart. I was not around in the 90s. I do not care. I hate Michael Jordan, but I don't have the malice in my heart towards the Bulls the way that people like my dad's age do. So even though I don't want the Bulls to be terrible, I don't want them to be awesome. And I'm worried that if they get DeRozan, they might be kind of awesome. An infuriating 2K team, no less.
Facts. Yeah. That's going to be a go-to. You do three randoms, you're going to take in the Bulls every time.
Do you do the thing where you say you get three randoms. If you don't like the three, you get some people that people use different terms for it.
Yeah, you get call one like more suicide. Random, but it's whatever you get. Yeah.
But you have to use it if you use it.
Yeah.
Good rule, you think?
Yeah, I agree.
How often do you utilize that?
I don't play 2K anymore, but when I used to, that's all we did.
You would roll the dice that last time and just whoever you got.
Yeah, so we didn't use the same teams every time.
Sure, yeah, okay. All right. What is there anything else we missed you want to get out of here?
I think that's it, man. It was good to chat with you. Sorry, people. Yeah. Had to get a pot out. Got a pot out. Church.
I told you chapel the other day. You like that?
That was good. We used to say that too.
Oh, really? I was just saying
or cathedral.
Cathedral. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate 5 stars. Subscribe. Leave a review if you're feeling generous. We will. Oh, I have a beat this time, by the way. We will catch you guys in the next one.